Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, let's talk about a slightly different topic than what we've been talking about, you know, with all this coronavirus. Let's talk about living where you want and investing where you want. Yeah, it is a concept that our founder, our CEO, my mentor, Del Walmsley, put out that basically says, you can live where you want, and you can invest where you want. See, a lot of you think that you have to invest where you live. A lot of you think that, you know, you've got to be there in case the toilet flapper fails and, you know, you've got to go fix it. Or, you know, you want to drive by the property every other day to make sure the tenant is mowing the grass. I'll tell you what. That's the wrong way to think. That is absolutely the wrong way to think. What you need to do is you need to focus on a business model that is going to allow you to buy the right investment property, operate the right investment property, and then obtain the benefits of operating, owning, and, you know, providing good, comfortable workforce housing for people that absolutely deserve it. So you're probably thinking, all right, Al, fine. I don't have to invest in my backyard. That's all fine and dandy. Well, where should I invest? Well, that's a great question because there's a big country. We've got 50 different states. If you want to get outside of the 50 different states, there's international markets and things like that. But I would caution you this. Before you decide to go willy-nilly into some real estate market, you need to do your research. You need to make sure that you are focused on the important things. And I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of Texas. I think that Texas is a great place to invest in real estate. And I think so much so that the majority of my real estate holdings are in Texas. The majority of my investments are in Texas. And I tend to stick to the big markets. I do. I stick with, I've got investments in Dallas. I've got investments in Houston. I've got investments in San Antonio. Nothing in Austin or Fort Worth. But that's okay. Those are basically the big five markets. And I'll tell you what, there's a reason why I invest in the markets that I invest in. And let me just take you through an article that was written by Forbes magazine. This was published back in February before the whole coronavirus thing hit us. And basically what they're saying is this. One reason people moved to Texas is because of jobs. There were 235,000 new jobs created in Texas in 2019. Another is that housing is still affordable. With the exception of Austin, Texas, okay, home prices in the big markets are still under $300,000, and in the smaller markets, they're mainly under $200,000. What does that mean? Well, that means affordable housing for people that are coming here. Now, not everybody coming here wants to own. Not everybody coming here needs to own. A lot of them choose to rent. They like the ability to, you know, take control of a property for a one-year period of time, and when that one-year period of time is up, they can make a decision to maybe upscale, downscale, or move somewhere else, or, you know, in many cases, stay right where they're at because home is home. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. Now, throughout the country, jobs are becoming more and more concentrated in big markets, and that's true in Texas as well. What I've got is I've got a list of basically all kinds of demographic information here regarding 23 of the markets in Texas. I'm going to try and get through some of these without boring you to death, but what I'm going to focus on first are the top five markets. Okay, these are the ones that are essentially the top five. That's why they're called the top five markets in Texas. Let's focus a little bit on Dallas, because of all the different markets out there, I think Dallas is the one that's mostly on fire. Do you know that they have a 3.6% job growth? Yeah, they do. Now, some of you are saying, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that out of every 100 people, 3.6, or excuse me, out of every 100 jobs, let's focus on the jobs. My brain is not in gear yet, and I'll tell you why in a little bit, why my brain is not functioning correctly. But if you look at the job growth of 3.6%, that means that you're getting 3.6 jobs for every 100 jobs that are out there. Okay, that is a positive thing. That is a very positive thing. What it means is that people will come to the locations to get jobs. People will move from outside of the city, inside of the city. People will move from one state to another to obtain those jobs, because there are places in America, in spite of how great the economy was roaring, there were still places in America that, you know, didn't have ample jobs for the population. Now, it's a little bit different in Texas, because I think, in my opinion, we've got plenty of jobs. And even after this coronavirus thing gets all settled out, I think what we're going to find is that, you know, people are going to go back to work. People are going to start becoming, you know, self-productive again. And I think that job growth is going to continue to grow. And that's important. And I like to put my money where job growth is the best. Now, I mentioned to you that I'm invested in Houston and San Antonio. Well, the job growth in those two markets is 2.7%. Very good number. As a matter of fact, out of the entire list that I have of 23 different markets in Texas, only one, let me repeat that, only one did not have positive job growth, and that is in Longview, Texas. It actually lost 0.5% of jobs. So for every 100 jobs out there, it lost a half a job. Okay, not too terribly good, but or too terribly bad, but not going in the right direction. The good news is the other 22 markets in Texas all growing in the right direction. So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is get a little bit more into the data. We're going to talk a little bit about home prices, average prices of houses, average rents, and we're going to put it into a context where you can easily absorb it. Because remember, live where you want, invest where you want is a great strategy for real estate investing.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about living where you want and investing where you want. Now, again, there are those of you out there that think that this is a reckless recommendation, that, you know, you believe that if you're going to live in one place, you need to have your rental properties within a 20-minute drive of where you live. Trust me, there are those of you out there that absolutely believe that. And I know this because I've talked to you folks before. Also, there are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that I talk to that used to have that philosophy. You know, they used to think that, you know, they had to be within a 20-minute drive of anything they owned. That way, you know, if something went wrong, they could stop whatever it was they were doing in their daily routine to go over and address the problem at the property and then go back to their whatever they were doing. Maybe that was work. Maybe that was, who knows what they were doing. But my point is going to be this. Number one, it doesn't matter where your real estate is. I own real estate that is a two-day drive from where I live. That's right. I've got properties that are up in Kansas. I live down in Texas, okay? When I want to go visit those properties, I need to basically block out a week because it's going to take me 2 days to drive there. It's going to take me a day to do all the inspections on the property and all the things that I need to do, and it's going to take me 2 days to drive back. Now, could I do it in 1 day up and 1 day back? Yeah, I could, but why the heck would I do that? I'm retired. I'm going to enjoy myself on the way there. I'm going to enjoy myself on the way back. I'm going to enjoy my time in Kansas. Matter of fact, I'm going to get some great barbecue in Kansas City, and it's going to be a wonderful thing when I go visit those properties. I also get to write off the cost of the trip because it is a business function. I am physically going there to inspect my properties to make sure that everything is good to go with my properties and then leave. And the whole cost of the trip is a business expense against my real estate. Kind of cool, huh? So let's get back into these Texas markets here, because there's some great statistics here that I want to share with you. And these statistics are coming from the source is called Local Market Monitor. They're out of Cary, North Carolina. And basically, it's a table that was published by Forbes talking about the Texas markets in 2020. Again, this was all put together prior to the coronavirus outbreak, although I don't think coronavirus is having that drastic of an effect on real estate prices. I personally don't see it. I don't see a bunch of fire sales going on in real estate yet. there it is. I dropped the yet in there. There are some operators of real estate that don't know what they're doing, and they're probably in the process of getting burned right now. So, you know, those properties may come on the market, and us as qualified and educated real estate investors, both accredited and sophisticated, will be in a position to pick those properties up. Now, I don't care if that property is in Dallas. I don't care if it's in Houston. I don't care if it's in San Antonio, Austin, Fort Worth, Abilene, Amarillo, Beaumont. But you know where I'm going. I don't care where the property's at. If it meets my investing criteria, I will likely acquire it if I'm in the acquisition mode. Yeah, it's that simple. It's that simple. If an opportunity presents itself and that opportunity meets my investing requirements and I don't pull the trigger, man, you got to wonder why you don't pull the trigger. You know, is it because of fear? Is it because of, well, maybe you're not really in the acquisition mode? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I get emails every day. As a matter of fact, just today alone, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16, 17 emails. 17 emails just today, okay? And the day is only half over. 17 emails came in today giving me opportunities to buy single-family properties. I also received 6 different multifamily opportunities through my email. And these are all being cultivated by Lifestyles Unlimited Realty. They send those out to the membership for those of us that, you know, want to get that level of support. And, you know, it gives me opportunity. It's really a good thing, because one of the things that I want to do is I want to become an IRO. And you're thinking to yourself, what the heck is that? Well, an IRO is an independent rental operator. Okay. It gives you the ability to go out into the multifamily space and acquire property anywhere from 5 units and above. Okay. So multifamily is anywhere from 5 units to infinity. It really is. Whereas single family is anything from one single family house to a fourplex and everything in between. Now, why would a multi-unit property like a duplex, triplex, or fourplex be lumped in with single family? I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure why that is. I'm sure that decision was made long before I was on this planet. But getting back to our Texas markets, you know, Dallas had a 4% increase in home prices. Now, what does that mean? It means that for every $100,000 that a property is worth. If it goes up $4,000 or 4%, it goes up $4,000 per $100,000 invested. So let's say you had a property that was worth $200,000. It's now worth $208,000 based on just the general premise of a 4% price increase. Now, let's say you had $20,000 into that property, okay, which is feasible. It is absolutely feasible. You can do deals in Dallas for $20,000 out of pocket. They're kind of difficult to find right now because the Dallas market is, well, it's still doing pretty good. It's still pretty much red hot. There are still people transacting properties in Dallas. Heck, they're still transacting properties all over Texas. This coronavirus hasn't slowed down investment, and it hasn't slowed down people that need places to live. It hasn't. It's just become an impediment to what we're trying to accomplish. But we're not going to let us get it down. But let's get back to that. So if you had $20,000 invested in that property and it just went up $8,000, let's do some math here. Let's say $8,000 divided by $20,000 equals, well, that's a 40% increase in your money, in your net worth, in your valuation. 40%. Now I'm looking at the stock market, and I'll tell you, the stock market is just, and the stock market is what the stock market is. Down $917 for the week. Yeah, in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Yeah, not great numbers. I'm watching this market go sideways, and I'm watching a lot of volatility. I mean, there's a lot of pricing swings going on because the market is still trying to find its pulse. It is still trying to digest this whole coronavirus epidemic. Now, we're not feeling that in real estate so much. To be honest with you, real estate collections have been up. They have been up. I'll give you some information on that a little later on in the show. But I promised you I was going to tell you why I was so giddy today, why my mind wasn't working. It's because my eldest son is going to graduate college tomorrow. Yeah, I just got misty-eyed on you. Hey, we'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I'm here working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by talking a little bit about the Texas markets in, you know, 2020. And more importantly, what I want to impart upon you, I don't know if I said that right, what I want to impress upon you, I think that's where I wanted to go. I want to impress upon you that it doesn't matter where you live. You can invest where it makes sense. We have members at Lifestyles Unlimited that live in California that own 20 houses in San Antonio. Why do I know this? Because I've met them. I've met them. And you know what they do? They manage the properties by themselves. They don't use any third-party management, even though they could. All right. They choose not to. They have followed the Lifestyles Unlimited system to the letter. Okay. And part of what we teach you is how to self-manage your properties. And you can save yourself, you know, anywhere from, well, up to 10% of your rental income just by managing them yourselves. And I'll tell you what, when you go into the property and you fix it up, you create the ability to manage from afar. Because everything that could go wrong in the next 3 to 5 years, you have fixed. That's right. You have fixed. And if something does go wrong, it's either going to be some kind of mechanical failure that you have no control over, or maybe the tenant did damage to the property. But when you do things the way we do things, your property is pristine at the day you put your first tenant into it. And if you've done a good job selecting your tenant and you are doing a good job of operating your properties, when that tenant moves out, that property should be in the same physical condition as when they moved in. Now, there might be some minor wear and tear, okay, because at the end of the day, somebody lived there, all right? Maybe you're going to need a fresh coat of paint or who knows. But what we have found is that when you fix these properties up and you make them available to quality people, it is easy to manage from afar. It really is. It really is. And especially with all the digital stuff that we have today. I mean, here, let me just walk you through it real quick. So you can take your lease applications digitally. You can market your property digitally. You can, what else can you do? You can collect your rents digitally. You can use bank cards designed specifically for a particular property, and you give the tenant a deposit only card. And what that allows them to do is make their monthly rent payment using that card or using those control numbers to make your rent, make their monthly rental payment into your account for that property. Yeah. You really don't have to talk to anybody. Now, I think it's a good idea to talk to them once in a while just to make sure things are going on well. You know, maybe you do a quarterly check-in with them to say, hey, how are things going? Everything's working fine. Great. Any issues? Are you changing the filter on the air conditioner? You know, just little small talk, things like that. You don't have to be, you know, me big landlord, you little resident. No, that's not the way we deal with people. We deal with people mano-a-mano. We deal with them at face value, and we treat them as human beings. We treat them the same way we would expect to be treated ourselves. Boy, did I go off on a tangent. What I really wanted to do is get back into these Texas markets in 2020, because I know you want to hear some of these statistics. So picking on Dallas, and the reason I'm picking on Dallas is because they're the ones that are at the top of the list. They have the best job growth. They have a very significant price appreciation for their homes. The average price for a home in Dallas is about $291,000. Now, we're not buying properties in that price range, okay? We're looking at properties below $200,000, maybe below $220,000. Just depends on what the market's doing and what the market will bear. But we're also seeing in Dallas an average rent of about $1,136. So when you do the math and you do the, well, once you know how to do the math, once you learn how to do the math, once you, you know, understand how to analyze these properties, what you're going to find is there's a good balance there. Okay. You're going to find that you're going to be able to get rents that are enough to cover the operating expenses of the property, plus provide a profit margin for you. That's the way it works. Now, let me talk about Houston a little bit. Houston, not doing quite as good in job growth as Dallas, but still very healthy at a 2.7% job growth. That is healthy. Home prices have appreciated the same as Dallas, about 4%. And that's a good thing. Now, the average price of a home in Houston, about $277,000. Are we paying $277,000 for properties in Houston? No, not even close. Okay, we're in that that under $200,000 range. As a matter of fact, we're in that under $150,000 range, and then we're improving the property so that they can get up into that, you know, under $200,000 range. It's just the way it works. Now, rents, average rents in Houston, $1,117 across the board. Okay, so rents are producing decent numbers, and when you factor all the factors in, and you know what the market will bear, and you're doing your analysis on a property, you will determine whether or not that property makes sense for you or not. Now let's talk a little bit about San Antonio. San Antonio is a market that I'm very familiar with, and the reason I'm very familiar with it is because I live just outside of it, in a little town called Fair Oaks Ranch. So if you were, you know, wanting to stalk me, that's where I live. And by the way, we've got plenty of guns. So if you knock on the door and say hi, everything will be fine. You do anything else, it's not going to work out so well for you. But San Antonio has a job growth like Houston of 2.7%. San Antonio is growing. They are attracting businesses. Now, here's the stat that I really like about San Antonio. Home price valuations have increased across the board 7%. That's right. So for every $100,000 in valuation that you had going into this analysis, if the price appreciates 7%, you now have $107,000 worth of valuation. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's just say, and I know this to be a fact because I was just looking at some of the email traffic coming in. I got another email during the break of another house. This one happens to be in San Antonio. I'll tell you what, let me just tell you what the blast says, and you know, it'll give you an idea of what the markets are doing. So this is a property provided by my good buddy Casey. Casey is a Lifestyles Unlimited real estate agent. He does an incredible job, one of our top producers, and at the end of the day, he sent out a property that said, after repair value of $190,000, meaning when this property is all fixed up and all good to go, it should have a value of $190,000. Now, this property is listed for sale at $139,900, but it's got a lot of issues, okay? And what Casey thinks is the true price of this property should be around $120,000. And that's, you know, we don't like to lowball properties, but when you do the analysis and you determine what it's going to take to remediate the property and get it back to its, you know, like new condition, there's only so much you can pay for a property based on the repairs that need to be done. So Casey's assessment is you shouldn't pay more than about $120,000 for the property. Now, he believes that if you can get the property for $120,000 in price and you use hard money. Now, we've talked about hard money on the show. Hard money is an asset-based loan that allows you to go in and acquire a property like you're acquiring it all cash, except what you have is you have a note attached to that it's not like normal financing, okay? Once you're approved with a hard money lender, it's like laying $100 bills down on the table. But anyhow, here's the good thing. Casey says he believes that you can get into this property, cash out of pocket, around $20,000. Now, I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to explain a little bit more what that means, because you need to be informed, because you need to be able to live where you want and invest where you want. We'll be back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. And the last segment, I was talking about a property that was made available in the greater San Antonio market. I'm not going to tell you where it is because I'm not, you know, here trying to sell you real estate. And second of all, I'm not here to sell you real estate. I mean, that's really at the end of the day, what I'm not trying to do. But this particular property had an after repair value of $190,000. The asking price is $139,900. The suggested price on the property is $120,000. Now, what does that mean? It means that, you know, the seller of the property has a certain price point in mind. We have a different price point in mind based on an inspection of the property to determine the amount of work that needs to be done on the property to bring it back to like new condition. The other thing that we have to take into consideration is we cannot afford to overpay for the property. So there has to be some skin in the game. There has to be some meat on the bone. There has to be something there for us. Otherwise we walk. I mean, that's at the end of the day, we just don't do the deal. So based on this assessment that Casey sent me, he thinks it's going to take about $20,000 to do the deal using some hard money and then conventional financing takeout on the backside. He's anticipating that the cash flow on this property is going to be about $215. Okay, that's at the floor. I mean, that's literally at the floor of the cash flow range that we like to see. We like to see cash flow in the neighborhood of $200 to $600. Now, each property is different. Each property has different aspects which drive that cash flow. But in this particular case, this is the bare minimum. We'd accept $215, and that would give you an estimated cash-on-cash return of about 12.7%. Now, 12.7%, it's not bad. It's better than what you're getting in the stock market, guaranteed. I mean, when your financial planner tells you that you should be making 8% per year in the stock market, well, this investment right here is doing better than that at 12.7%. Let me tell you what else it's doing that I haven't disclosed to you. The estimated capital gain on this property, which is the difference between what the after repair opinion is and how much you've got into the particular property, is about $21,000. So what does that mean? Well, it kind of means this. If you put $20,000 into the deal, okay, and you're able to create $21,000 worth of equity in the deal, essentially what you've done is you've doubled your money. Yeah, you didn't think of it that way, did you? I mean, that's equity. That's wealth. If you put $20,000 in the deal and you get an extra $21,000 worth of estimated capital gains, you're doing great. And that's one of the reasons somebody would buy this particular property. See, it's a strategy. There are people that want the wealth growth. They're not so focused on the cash flow. Cash flow is important. Don't get me wrong. If it doesn't cash flow, we don't do it. It's that simple. And if it doesn't cash flow at least $200, we probably aren't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I guarantee you, I'm not going to do it. Somebody out there may be willing to do it, but that's not me. The other strategy that, you know, people employ is they want cash flow. They want that $400 a month or $500 a month, and they're willing to maybe sacrifice the equity gain in the property to do that. And that's okay too, because what it boils down to is it boils down to your investment goals and objectives. And really, real estate investing, it's all about you. It is. It's all about you. And that's why I tell you, live where you want, invest where you want. And that's part of the reason I'm talking about these Texas markets, because I believe, my humble opinion, you should be considering Texas as a place to invest. Okay. There are some other great markets across the country. You're going to have to do your research. Okay. I'm sold on Texas though. Now let's talk a little bit about the market in Austin. Now Austin's kind of a weird place. Yeah. Keep Austin weird. You've probably seen the bumper stickers because Austin is a weird place. But it's also a weird place when it comes to real estate because it's that part of Texas, which is really trying to mimic what's going on in the Bay Area of California. So you have a lot of these tech companies that are coming out, they're increasing the prices of properties because of the demand for job growth and the demand for properties and the lack of available supply to provide for the needs and the wants. Now, Austin
has job growth about 2.2%, but the average price range of a house is about $374,000. What that's telling me is that it is very difficult. It is very difficult to find a property in Austin that will meet our investing model, that will meet our guidelines. Now, you can get farther outside of Austin. You can get into the secondary markets and you can start to find more opportunity there. You can get into the tertiary markets and you can find even more opportunity there. But I would caution you this, the farther away you get from the population center, the more challenging it might be to find tenants for the property. Because at a certain point, you've got to take into consideration, if I'm in a tertiary market and it's going to take 45 minutes for somebody to drive from their home that they're renting from me to their workplace, is that going to make my property competitive? You've got to factor those things in. So what I'm going to recommend is you stay in the primary markets. Okay. You can, excuse me. You can venture out into those secondary markets, and we've got members that do that. But the key thing is this, you have to educate yourself and you have to know what you're doing. That's the key thing. Now, I'll tell you, when it comes to single family investment in Austin, I've talked with our single family mentor up there, Joey, and he's said the exact same thing. He says, you know, you might find the diamond in the rough in Austin, but why don't you just go down the road to San Antonio where the diamonds are everywhere and invest down there? And it makes perfect sense. It does make perfect sense. So, I mean, if you're looking to get out of the rat race, if you're looking to, you know, get better returns on your investments, if you're looking to get yourself retired in 5 years or less, then you should be looking to become a member of our organization, because that's what we're going to help you do. That's what we're focused on. We retire members every day. And that's no lie. With 50,000 members out there, and 365 days out of the year, I guarantee you we've got somebody retiring literally every day of the year. And you could be next in line. You could be, I mean, and to be honest with you, it took me 2 years to get retired. Because I had to retool everything. I had to rethink what I was doing. I had to get out of that middle class mindset. I had to get into a millionaire's mindset. I had to start looking at my expenses. I had to start looking at my income streams. I had to start looking at my assets and what my assets were doing for me. You know what my assets were doing for me? Like nothing. Yeah, like, you know, 1.8% growth. 1.8% growth sucks. Yeah, you heard me. It sucks, especially when you're looking at returns like I just told you. I mean, 12.7% on a return for a property that is going to basically double your equity, double your wealth as soon as you do the deal. Yeah, yeah. Want another one? All right, well, here's one from my buddy Trey. This one, he says, should be worth about $157,000. Asking price about $102,000. It is has an estimated capital gains of about $18,000, and it's going to require about $25,000 to do the deal. So this particular property isn't going to give you as much equity capture. Okay, you're not going to get that doubling effect. But what you're going to get in this property is you're going to get a better cash on cash return of about almost 14%, because this property is going to produce about $282 a month. That's estimated. Okay, so, and your estimated return, your capital gain, is about 77%. So, you know, again, a tale of two properties. One does something a little better than the other. The other one does something a little bit better than the first one does. But either one of those properties could work. But it depends on what you're trying to do. It depends on where you are at in your investing mindset. Yeah. Well, let's get back to the concept of living where you want and investing where you want. It is doable. We show you how to do it. I mean, we do a 2-day financial freedom course, 16 hours. We actually are making that available too in 4-hour modules during the week. So for those of you that don't have the weekends available, or, you know, to work conflict, family conflict, school conflict, church conflict, whatever it is, we're making the course available to you in the evenings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4-hour blocks. It's like going to school again. I mean, that's how I did my master's degree. I went to school in the evening. I did four hours a night, one night a week, and then I did 4 hours in a night, a second time a week working with my study group people. Why did I bring that up? I don't know. I think I just brought it up to tell you that it's doable. It's absolutely doable. I mean, if you can take one weekend, or you can take four-hour blocks of time on a Tuesday and a Thursday over a two-week period, you can get everything you need. It's that simple. And I'll tell you what, if you're ready to pull the trigger, Del Walmsley, our founder, our CEO, is giving you an incredible deal right now. Normally it's $740 to join our organization. You can join for the very, very low price of $197. To do so, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. When you get there, enter the promo code SAVEBIG, all one word, and you'll see that price drop. I'll tell you what. Live where you want, invest where you want. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.